Hey, this is Pearls and Swine. I'm Levi. I'm sitting with Nathaniel Lynn and Travis Hubert Williams. I don't think that's his middle name.
Herbie doesn't like to make toys. That's all I could think of.
We're here today and we're going to talk about commitment. One of the things that is down in our society today is commitment. In 2019, 2020, marriages in America, way, way down. And so the commitment to one another is down. But we're also seeing a trend in church commitment. How are you committed to something that you can't actually attend or is hard to attend in certain places in the state of Michigan and across the country? And so how can you be committed to that? Even before then, this was, I think, an issue and a problem within our society. Gone are the days of old when you had the guy who made it to, 50 out of 52 services. All across the board, church attendance is down and commitment is down to the local church. And so we want to talk about that today. What is causing that decline and how do we remedy this? Why is this such a problem and why is this so important throughout the scriptures that people are assembling together, creating the ecclesia, as the scriptures call it? One of the things that I have been seeing throughout the years is that I think one of the issues is just we have more things to do because we have more money. There's a greater amount of affluence in our culture. I remember as a kid, we didn't travel that often. We'd go to a grandmother's house or somewhere else on vacation, but it wasn't like a bi-monthly thing that we were going camping or going to somebody's cabin or something else. There wasn't the same amount of travel that you see today. And so I think that's one of the things when people travel, often you don't see them in church. What are some of the other things that you guys are seeing and maybe some of the things that are an influence in this?
Well, pre-pandemic, there was a lot of things going on. And one of the biggest ones, and we probably all faced some of that during our time growing up, is sports. Did you do travel basketball at all as a kid?
Dude, I grew up in the UP. We didn't have that.
You didn't have travel basketball up here? Okay, so I was just checking. But travel basketball was big down where I was from in Wisconsin.
You're an AAU baby, just like LeBron.
It was not AAU. It was far from AAU. It would have been an honor and a privilege to be recruited for an AAU team. But that was big because there was always weekend tournaments. I know up here it's hockey. There's a lot of families that spend a lot of time on the road and in the hotel every single weekend traveling for hockey. So sports is a big one that I see.
Yeah, and how do you prioritize that in a family? For us, my kids, particularly one of them, Hayden, really wants to play hockey, and we keep saying no because we go to church on Sunday. And that's not a dig on hockey families. That's just for us personally, we just can't do that and can't accomplish that and want to make sure that church is a priority in their lives. And yet, you're right. I think the higher focus on kids' activity is a part of our culture. Mm-hmm. Mom barely took you to baseball practice when we were kids.
Oh, yeah. You had to ride your bike or walk.
Ride your bike. Yeah. You had to put your baseball mitt over the handlebars and ride down the road to get there.
Yeah. Yep.
Mom wasn't driving you to baseball practice.
Yeah. And I was thinking, Levi, what you initially said, there's more to do. How many more organizations are there out there that you can join and different commitments that you can make to participate in the local boys club for people who like socks? I don't know. Could be anything. There's so many different things out there now that I don't need to see your socks, Travis. There's so many different things out there that are competing for our time and competing for our passions and stuff like that as
but
well.
But across the board, I think that commitment is still down. Like, what did Fred Flintstone, what was he a part of?
The Buffalo Club, right?
Buffalo Lodge.
Buffalo Lodge, yeah.
Yeah. Remember they go, bah!
Yeah.
They make some weird sound. But like clubs like that, the Red Hat Club and the Elks and those types of things, their participation in this time is down. And part of it is the affluence. Part of it is more travel. Part of it is more opportunities. Part of it is just a lack of commitment on people's part.
Well, commitment takes effort, right? Because all of those organizations, you had some type of meetings that you had to go to regularly. And those are things that we just don't have the time for. I think with my kids especially, you see this attitude of instant gratification. Like in commitment, and a lot of times, whether it's a church commitment, a marriage commitment, any type of relational commitment, it takes work. It takes effort. And things aren't always great the second that you enter into that.
Yeah, I was wondering about the whole time issue too. Like, it seems like we have all these like time saving devices and such, right? And yet things feel busier. And there seems like there's a greater requirement for producing things or a greater requirement to put time into work. And so it doesn't seem like there is as much free time to just hang out. And when we have that free time, we're doing things to try to relax or to unwind.
When you talk about the scriptures and you look at the church and the commitment to the church, if you're a follower of Jesus, you have no reason but to be connected to the local church. It should be Levi Madison Evangel Community Church. It should be that close in our names. There should be a commitment to the family, to the local family. And I think what we've lost is the ability to love people. When we love our family, Jesus says, no greater love than a man lay down his life for someone else. Basically, when you're attending church, at times you're laying down your personal preferences. You're laying down your life in order for, I think, the betterment of your life, but also for others. You're connected. You're a part of the body of Christ, which is a living, thriving movement of God's people to proclaim and share the gospel and the good news of Jesus Christ. And if you're not there, you are missed.
Absolutely. And you miss out on some things too. Hebrews 10 talks about the consequences of not meeting together. We're supposed to. And some are in the habit of doing that. But when you go, you're encouraging one another and you're being encouraged. We talk about this often here at Evangel that you are part of the body of Christ. And you have gifts and talents and abilities that body needs to function as a unified whole. And without you, it's like you've said it before, cutting off your arm or your leg or something like that. Like, you're still a person, but you're not functioning at the capacity that you should be because you're an incomplete individual.
Well, it would be weird to say that, you know, we're a part of this family and we're a close-knit family. We're connected to each other. We're loving each other. We're caring about each other. We're bearing one another's burdens. Those are all scriptural principles for people who are connected through Jesus Christ through the local church. If we're doing those things, how can you do those things if you're not connected, if you're not committed to? And it's a falsehood to say, well, I can do it from afar. I can hear just a prayer request. Yeah, you can pray for someone. Yeah, you can probably give some money. But to really bear someone's burdens, you need to be in relationship and connected to one another in order to do that. And I think that comes out of love. It comes out of loving each other. It's a commitment that we make to each other, that we are committed to each other as family, as a part of the body, as brothers and sisters, as the scripture describes us in Christ.
Essentially, we're talking about sacrifice, right? We're going to have to give up our time. We're going to have to invest our time. We're going to have to invest spending time with each other and talking to each other and getting to know each other. And if you don't do that, then you can never develop that love that Jesus calls us to do. Like, love one another, because that's how they'll know you're my followers, by your love for one another. And so, yeah, commitment, it's just something that's we have to do. I don't know how else to put it.
Yeah, I think if your faith, if you want to be a part of a faith that is growing, a faith that is moving, a faith that is successful, if you will, in the movement, in the transformation of Jesus Christ in your life, you have to be connected to a local church. It doesn't matter what it may be. It could be a marriage. It could be a small business or a large business. Any of those things, it could be an expedition that you're on. If you are on one of those things, whomever is with you has a shared common goal, and that's how you find success. In the same way, spiritual connection to one another. You can say, oh, I can go out and pray in the woods, and that's fine and that's good, but you are missing out on the full counsel that God has for us that is in the assembly. And you're missing out on what God has for you through your brothers and sisters as they speak into your life, as they serve in your life, as they love in your life.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking, Levi, the analogy of marriage. Like, can you imagine a couple that, like, they're committed to each other, they love one another, adore one another, and yet they only see each other like 3 times a month? And that would be a really rough situation. Yeah, for the relationship. Now, obviously, there are times where people might have to be apart for their work, for a military duty or something like that. But if that's the nature of your relationship, you're only meeting this person three times a month. How are you really going to know that person? How are you really going to share your life together? How are you going to love them well and keep up with how things are happening in their life and how they're reacting to different events or traumas or celebrations even, right? Like you can't maintain that connection if you're not together.
Absolutely. And I think the commitment comes out of, it's more than just attendance at church. It's involvement in church.
Yeah.
It's involvement in one another's life. It's involvement in the mission of Jesus Christ. If you're not involved in the mission of Christ, you're, I think, sidestepping what Jesus came to create. And he came to create a people who were following the kingdom principles, who are saved by grace through faith in him. And yet they are loving, caring one another's burdens. The power of the church is the power of the gospel. It's always connected to the gospel and what Jesus did for us. It's the proclamation of that. And so it's much more than just attendance. It's being on mission in the church. If you look at stats out there, kids, we know this, kids are leaving the church after they get out of high school and mom and dad are saying, get out of bed, you stinky little rascals, you're going to church. They're leaving the church. And why is this? Well, part of it is I think they're, think of it as attendance rather than on mission. The kids who are staying in the church and are connected to the church have served with mom and dad, have worshiped with mom and dad, have connected with mom and dad, have been on mission with mom and dad. And if you want your kids, you know, you can pray all you want, but if you're not connected to the mission of the local church and the mission really of Jesus Christ, good luck, really, with your kids. Good luck.
Well, and just like Nate was talking about, when you're committed, you're engaged. And that's what you were kind of alluding to there, Levi. And when you are engaged in something, you're putting forth effort, you're putting time. And when you are just, you know, kind of sending it in, cashing it in, biding your time, you're living a less than life. And as a follower of Christ, if we're not engaged in a local church, committed to it, regularly attending, serving, using your gifts to better the body as a whole, we're settling for less than what God intended for us. Like we hear in the scriptures that the keys to heaven were given to the church. And we know that they told Peter that Christ was building that church as Peter was the rock, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. That's powerful, powerful statements. And I think if we understood the power of that full life that we can have through living out the things that Christ has for us, which is part of his church, being part of his church. The church is the bride of Christ, right? I was reading this article that was about the problem of compatibility, and it was with church commitment and attendance. And they looked at demographics from a Pew Research study and the reports from that, and like fewer and fewer people are getting married and holding and pushing that off until later in age when they do decide to, because they're looking for that perfect partner, that perfect spouse that meets all their needs, all their classifications, you know, has the wavy, pretty hair and the blue eyes. And so then once it's finally perfect, then they feel like they're going to be ready. And I think a lot of the times we have this idea that there is this perfect church out there for us that's the right fit for us, that is going to meet all of our needs, that's going to feed us spiritually, that's going to just fill us up with everything that we need. But a relationship with a church is still a relationship. It's the bride of Christ. We still have to put something into that, some, make some efforts towards that for it to be something that flourishes in our lives.
1 Corinthians 16:15, Stephanias, I think it is, it says they devoted themselves to service. The word devoted is the word we get in our English language when it's translated over from Greek. It's what we get our word addicted. They were addicted to serving each other. They were addicted for caring for each other. Man, who doesn't want to be a part of something like that? Romans 16 talks about Aquila and Priscilla and they're fellow workers in Christ, and they're committed members of the local church. And it says they risk their lives for me. Not only I, but all the churches of the Gentiles are grateful to them. They were a part of the movement. And that's one of the things that I think churches, and this is on churches, this is on us. We have created an environment of sitting and just being instead of a movement of Jesus Christ. We're the preachers here, and we will tell you that the most important part of the service is not the sermon. The sermon is just the push toward transformation. We say that often because we believe that we want people to know Jesus, to follow Jesus, and to be committed to Jesus. And that takes more than just words that we come up with during the week that we really feel that God has given us. It's more than that. It is the push toward what God is calling them into, to be on mission with Him.
And it's more than one day a week.
Absolutely.
Even if you're engaging in the church and you're serving and you're caring for your fellow followers of Jesus, but you're not engaged with God throughout the week, that's not going to do you much good. I think the greatest commandment that Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, strength, spirit, all of it. It really touches at this. What are our loves? And I think you mentioned it at the very beginning of this, Levi, because what you love is what you're going to invest in. What you love is what you're going to spend your time in. What you love is what you're going to do because you love it. You want more of it. You want to be around it. And so the question is, do we love God? Have we fallen in love with what He's done for us? Have we committed ourselves because we just want more of Him? And I think
a sense of awe, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
When you're in church and you're connected to who Jesus is and what He's done for you, there is it. I mean, I've been doing this since I was 5 years old, going to church almost every Sunday of my life. And I've never lost the awe of that God called me. God loves me. God cares about me. God forgave me. God chose to do this and show grace to me.
But it's that awe that pushes us beyond ourselves, right? Like,
absolutely.
We understand all this and we embrace all this and we're so thankful that God did this for us, but now we want to give it out. Now we want others to experience that same thing as well. We want to like have this adventure of God showing up and allowing us to be on mission to tell other people that, hey, there's a God that loves you and will transform your life because what He's done for me and for you, and you can experience this too. Come along with me, right? It's kind of like what you said, the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. And the idea there is the church is attacking hell. Like, it's going to bust open the gates of hell and rescue people out of that thing. Because the church has the power, the capacity, the desire to reach and pull people out of the despair, pull people out of their addictions and that kind of thing and experience true life. That's exciting.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that I think came out of COVID for me is we were pretty stubborn about not doing an online church. And we were pretty committed to saying, hey, you need to be here. And COVID kind of made us force our hand to embark on that. And I think I've changed my perspective over this last 9 months. We do have a following online and we're thankful for that. And yet realize that this is not the end all. Our goal is not to keep them online. Our goal is to connect them to a local church. And yet, if we're honest, online church is here to stay. It is what it is. And so we're practical in that. And we want to proclaim the words of Christ in people's lives, no matter how that goes about. But we also truly believe that being in the assembly, being in the ecclesia is of greater value than just watching a sermon. It's that whole transformational chunk of it.
Well, and relationships have to start somewhere, right? You can't be fully committed to someone when you first get to know them. That's a bad idea. And so that online component is something where, you know, someone can come and check you out and kind of feel like, okay, what is this place about? Do they really love Jesus? But you're right.
You're not getting the full experience.
No, not
you're
at
not
all.
Getting, you're not getting not at the, all. The taste of the body of
like,
Christ.
You have to go beyond that. You have to establish more of the relationship to connect at a deeper level if you're ever going to really experience what God has for you and, you know,
yeah, one of the things I think is different in our culture now than it was even 20 years ago, and Nate, you're being from the South, is the cultural disappearance of guilt. You don't feel bad not going to church anymore because it is It's
the new norm.
It's the new norm, right? And we have more people not going to church than maybe any time in the history of America. That might not be true, but it's possible that that's true. But I think that the cultural norm, like 20 years ago, there was still this pressure to go to church and to be a part of a church and to be connected to church at some level. And I think that is has dissipated in our culture.
Were there laws up here when you were growing up where businesses were closed on Sunday?
Do we live in the land of the anti-authority? No, there was not. Yeah,
so
I don't believe.
When I was growing up in the South, businesses were closed on Sunday. You couldn't go to a like Walmart. Well, Walmart didn't exist. You can go to a Kmart and go buy something because it was closed. And it was part of that whole understanding, like you go to church and like culture reinforced.
There
that.
Wasn't like sports and stuff on Wednesday nights.
No,
that was a church night. And so you even practices were kind of connected to how much time you had before, you know, the evening type service. You know, the other thing that I see is the self-directed spirituality. Everybody in the world, if you are going to go to a doctor, you're not, you don't go to the doctor before you Google what, you know, the big
I don't
horn,
do that, man.
The big horn that's growing on your head or whatever.
It makes me think I'm going to die. Like,
yeah, but I think people are, you know, experts in their own mind.
Yeah.
And they're not going to the authority of the church that God has given and put people in leadership and connection to. The other thing that I see, the other problem that I see is the people that don't see a direct benefit. They have a failure to see a direct benefit of church. And that goes back to the attendance thing. You're not an attendee. You're part of a movement. And the church is never meant to be just attended. The church is to be a part of your life and a movement of God in your life and through your life. And you become a part of the organism of the church.
Mm. That's good. That's just really good.
Well, that is good news you can use. We are so glad that you are here listening. And so we just want to encourage you, find a local church. We'd love to have you at Evangel. We have services at 9:30 and 11. One is required mass. One is recommended. We do want to keep safety and all of that in mind in this pandemic time. We want to continue to do that. We have social distancing and all of that stuff, but connect to a local church. For now, if you're just comfortable being online, connect and make sure that you're taking that time on a Sunday morning to connect and reach out to other believers, reach out to other people who are connected. You will not experience the full body of Christ unless you're connected to the body of Christ. And so that is good news you can use. This is Levi. I'm here with Nate and Travis, and we wish you well, and may God bless you.